Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Off and running. Let's go. Time for more of the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jinx today in this segment, we'll get to some hoops because it is basketball season, and I understand the NBA doesn't have, you know, many games to look at as far as data goes, but we'll do our best to handicap some of these games. All right, Den, so we've all heard the term shooter shoot, but boy, did Cade Cunningham take that to another level on Monday. And you were telling me that you saw this because he was playing against your Wizards, but Cade Cunningham, my goodness, the guy shot 45 times, and now he broke the record for most missed shots in a single game, a record held by Kobe Bryant, which feels very fitting. But I will say this, his stat line was still really good. So he had, let's see, he was 14 of 45 in a win over your Wizards, but still scored a bunch of points because he also got to the free throw line. So 46 points in 45 minutes. You look at that, you're like, whoa. But shooting 14 of 45, my goodness, does that take some confidence to continue shooting when you miss all of those shots?
Well, to quote the late, great philosopher, well, not late, great, because he could still theoretically be alive, Michael Scott, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So you got to at least take the shot. Cade Cunningham was doing what we call, Chelsea, spraying and praying. He was just throwing it up and hoping that it would eventually hit the bottom of the net. And when you consider the free throws that he shot in there as well, he shot the ball 60 times that night, which is an asinine number to shoot. And the Wizards are not good defensively. They went to overtime. They lost that game. The Wizards did because they gave up a five-point lead with 14 seconds left, which feels next to impossible, but they found a way. I just could not believe what I was seeing from Cade Cunningham because in the moment, it didn't feel like, wow, he's missing 31 shots. It just felt like he was constantly, you know, kind of getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line, making the Wizards bend to his will a little bit. But you see those numbers after. It's very reminiscent of a playoff series from a couple of years, not a couple years ago now at this point, almost 10 years ago, I'm old as hell now, when the Jazz played the Thunder, and it was Donovan Mitchell and Russell Westbrook, and they were just having a brick off. I think each guy was missing 20 shots a game on a regular basis. I think the final game of that series, the Jazz beat, they upset the Thunder, I think. Russell Westbrook, I think, went 15 of 43. So he was like really, really close to what Cade Cunningham did. I mean, it was just, it was brick after brick after brick. And he was doing that in a regular season against the Wizards.
Well, to his credit for Cade Cunningham, if you're being like, why was he shooting so much? The Pistons were missing four of their rotational pieces. So, like, it wasn't most of the players that normally play. So, I understand. You try to take a bigger role. And especially, like, Cade Cunningham is the star of that team. So, it's fine. But, like, you probably shouldn't have gone to overtime with the Wizards. The Wizards, they terrible. But let me expand this to, like, a betting conversation. Do you know anybody who bets like this? This feels like the opposite of me, where I want to be efficient, I want to be precise, and I only want to bet on the things that I feel really good about. But like, some people have this strategy when it comes to betting.
Most people have this strategy when it comes to betting. They are not like us, right? Like
strategy.
Yeah, strategy. They're like, if I just hammer away these bets, eventually a couple of them are going to hit. I went to a birthday party of a friend of mine a couple of years ago. It was at like this very nice wine bar, right? And all of his friends, who I like knew in passing, you know, I met him a couple times, but like they're not my friends. They were talking about gambling. And naturally, I'm inclined, you know, I was like, oh, college football. It's college football season. Like, let's talk a little bit of gambling. And they were like, yeah, like I got this 20-team parlay going on here. And I was like, huh? I was like, what do you mean you got 20-team parlay going on? He's like, yeah, I actually got four of them. Like, you got four 20-team parlays? And then, you know what the kicker was, Chelsea, that just made me want to leave the birthday party immediately? It was a 20-team money line parlay that paid plus 150. And I was like, why would you even bet that? For like that, there's not nearly enough reward for the risk that you're taking there with your money. So, yes, I say all that to say there are a lot of people in the world that just take this crazy approach where eventually something's going to hit, so I'm just going to fire off 1,000 of these things.
Well, here's the thing. Like, here's what, like, grinds my gears when I am betting. And you make a really smart bet, and you're like, wow, my hypothesis was really solid on that. And then, like, you're like, hey, I'm going to throw out another bet because I feel kind of strongly on this one. Because if you lose that second one, you're giving back what you made on that first one. So it's like, okay, two steps forward, two steps back, or hell, even three if you're talking about the juice on some of these bets. So just a reminder, do not be like Cade Cunningham when firing away on bets. Maybe think about it just a touch more. All right, so let's get into the NBA slate today, see if we can pick some winners. And I'll say this, I have not felt super confident betting on the NBA. I do think like one of my beginner strategies is I feel like a wobbly deer walking for the first time. Sometimes you just look at the bad teams, you're like, okay, we will look at the bad teams and we're going to fade said bad teams. Like last night, fading the Grizzlies. Grizzlies are off to a disastrous start.
Terrible.
And tonight, the Celtics are hosting the Grizzlies. Boston laying 6.5. It feels like a short number. I think maybe the Celtics are coming off a back-to-back. But still, Grizzlies have been an absolute free fall, have not covered as an underdog in any of their 8 last matchups. So maybe that's one to circle and say, okay, at some point the Grizzlies are going to cover a number, but probably not tonight against the Celtics. Or you could look at the storyline one, where I was surprised at this number, Denton, where the Mavericks are actually favored against the Suns. So I don't know if you saw this, if you haven't been following the NBA, but Nico Harrison finally was fired as GM of the Mavericks, which it feels like he should have been fired a long time ago for trading away Luka Doncic. Is there anything to that? Like, is there anything that's worth putting into the handicap when it comes to a fired figurehead that so many people hated? Like, it would be one thing if the Mavericks were getting points, but they're favored against the Suns tonight.
I'd be betting the Mavericks no matter what the point spread is tonight. We've heard of the fired coaching bump. I think there is a fired general manager bump, particularly when that general manager, let's see, it's November, so quick math here, 9 months ago traded Luka Doncic. And I am not dumb enough, and I know no one on this show is dumb enough to believe that this was all some plan, that they were going to land Cooper Flagg. You landed Cooper Flagg based off of what is supposed to be luck. Maybe Adam Silver, you know, moved the chips a little bit. But you landed Cooper Flagg on what was supposed to be luck, which means you got rid of the guy that traded Luka. That is going to be a party in Dallas tonight. A party. The atmosphere is going to be jumping. I bet there's going to be a lot of Luka Doncic jerseys, honestly, in attendance tonight. This is going to be, I wish this game was on primetime, because I love Chelsea sitting and just experiencing great environments through the television screen. It's one of the many reasons I love college football. It's one of the many reasons why in, you know, January and February, when you're like right in the heart of conference play, that college basketball is so exciting. You're going to get that kind of feel tonight, I think, in Dallas. The evil overlord is gone and you get to celebrate and party. I'm laying that 1.5 with Dallas.
Yeah, I think this is one where at least we'll see snippets, probably online on social media, of the crowd doing some type of chant. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Something similar to that, where it does feel like they'll get some type of a bump. And they are favored in this game. So maybe that's the way to go. So the team that I've been kind of following, just because they have been an absolute wagon and scoring a ton of points, like I mentioned last night, it took the Knicks laying a big number against the Grizzlies. That covered. Boy, has this offense been absolutely cruising. At least 120 points in, or at least 119 points in five straight games now. But now they're on a back-to-back, and they're laying 3.5 against Orlando. So here's my question. It's more of a logic question. When you see a trend in any sport, and it's going, and it's going, and it's going, do you ever wonder, like, at some point this trend is going to end? Because the Knicks have been outstanding at home this year. A perfect 7-0 straight up, and this is a tight spread. Orlando, the market has been a little too high on them. They're just 5-6 as favorites, 2-3 away. They haven't even been underdogs at all this season. So it looks to me like New York is the play. Even off of back-to-back, doesn't matter to me if some guys aren't playing, just simply because this is a very deep team. But like at some point, these trends have to end, right?
Eventually. I would feel comfortable riding with this one, though. I feel like the trends, if you see a trend in this early portion of the season, I'm way more comfortable than if you see it for like 2 weeks in February, right? Where it's you're kind of at the midway point in the season, everyone's starting to get really tired, and then there's an all-star break in between. I feel like the Knicks are just cruising right now, and everyone's healthy, they're rolling. Energy is high in New York because it's the only good team in New York right now. So I kind of like the Knicks laying 3.5. But it also is, I am not falling for the Magic. You know, I know they were highly touted at the beginning of the season because you kind of had to be. Like, you had to put somebody at number 3 in the Eastern Conference, with Cleveland being the definitive 1, the Knicks being the definitive 2, and then you didn't trust the Celtics because they had injuries, and you didn't trust the Bucks because Doc Rivers is the head coach. So you eventually, like, had to put somebody at number 3. But I have never looked at this Magic team and thought, that's a great team this year. So my play on this one would be more so just a fade of the Magic, rather than riding with the Knicks. But I do think your points on the Knicks are correct, because they have been super, super good at home.
Yeah, and the Magic, like I said, even the market's been too high on them, and it's a team from Orlando. It's not like they were a public darling, you know, that people were running to bet on. But if you're looking for, like, off-the-cuff narratives as well in this one, it's Paolo Banchero's birthday. Some people like betting on things like this, and immediately I was reading the article and I like rolled my eyes because it said, damn, I'm already gonna be 23. Time is flying by. It's like, oh brother.
Yeah, me too.
You old bag of bones. But is this something, do you ever bet on guys simply because it's their birthday? Like, this is a tough matchup, like against the Knicks. They, you know, play in high tempo matchups. Like I said, a lot of these are high scoring. But like, is it worth playing some type of prop on Banchero tonight simply because it's his birthday?
I'm not like a so I don't follow people's birthdays. I just I don't have a subscription to famous birthdays. I don't stan a lot of these guys to know when they were born. I will bet on guys on like Christmas or in baseball when it's, you know, 4th of July. I'll bet on guys. I'll bet on big time games. But on your birthday, I mean, I can understand why people would do that, but I feel like that's out of my wheelhouse a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I can make a case for it because at the end of the day, like, you're still trying to win the game. But there is like a Twitter account that's dedicated to like narratives, and it's just people's birthdays. It's, you know, players' birthdays. That it's like, hey, notification, it's this player's birthday tonight. It's like, well, he only plays 7 minutes a game, so I don't know how much his birthday is going to factor into the discussion. All right, so we have time for maybe a couple more of these NBA games. Maybe interesting is the Thunder tonight laying 6.5. Boy, have they been a wagon. Like, I feel like they're one of those teams that no matter what the situation is, no matter if somebody's out, whatever, I'm afraid to fade them. Like, we talk about trends always coming to an end, and eventually, you know, the Thunder aren't going to roll every single night, but they're at home against the Lakers tonight, which the Lakers are 8-3. You know, the Lakers have shown some fight, even in games in which Luka Doncic has not been his most efficient. They've had other guys step up. But Oklahoma City, 11-1 at home this year. Against the spread, not quite as good, 7-5. Lakers have been good against the number as well, but Denton, are you like me? Are you afraid to fade the Thunder?
I'm not fading the Thunder. I know that record against the spread is not great. I'm going to use this number, though, and ask you a different question. So that number, 6.5. Over under 6.5, the amount of games over the course of 82 that the Thunder are going to be underdogs in. How nuts is that? It feels like they are the favorite every single night, and that they will be nearly every single night. That's wild.
I think that's kind of how it was for like the Celtics, like back when they were in their prime, when everybody was healthy. Because like, it makes sense, you know, they're the reigning champs, and also they're a team that has a ton of depth. Because, like, think about it. The first game of the season, they didn't have Jalen Williams. They still, like, he's still day-to-day. And it's a team that continues to absolutely roll. And it is a young team. So when you have these back-to-back games, it's not really going to phase Oklahoma City as much as it would, say, I don't know, like the Clippers, who average age is, like, 42. So it's just a perfect recipe for a team that covers and just rolls. And some of these numbers look big. But you look at Oklahoma City over this last stretch. They've laid 11.5, 10.5, and 8.5, and they've covered all three of those games.
They're so good. It's like borderline. Because I feel like sometimes we'll see a team win a championship, and then, you know, in the first, like, 2 months or so, you're like, all right, like, they're trying to repeat. They're still good, but they're not quite as good. It feels like the Thunder just hit the ground running. And what is crazy is that only twice has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander played 40 minutes, and it was when games went into double overtime. Every single other game, he's under 40 minutes, which is exactly what they did last year.
Right. They're so deep. Like, it doesn't fall completely on his shoulders, but, like, if in the clutch moments, you know, SGA can get the job done and get the win. If he needs to get to the foul line, he's one of the best in the business at doing that and making the free throws. All right, coming up next, it's time to whine about it on a Wednesday. Our favorite complaints come your way next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.